was the least remarkable sight, though, as I watched large puddles of blood sink into the dark carpet. As soon as I saw him, I choked on a cry and forced myself to swallow back the tears, budding along my lash line. Wade, Atlas's little brother, was lying on the ground, surrounded by the carcasses of what looked like three werewolves and a vampire. While we'd been busy dealing with the beasts in the lobby and exploring the north end of the building as discreetly as possible, Wade had been here, handling these assholes on his own. As if on autopilot, my eyes scanned the room again. Where the hell was Eli? Why did we think it was a reasonable idea to split up? We shouldn't have entered the building without calling it in. Eli was right. Wade was right. God fucking damn it. Atlas and I let our petty attempts at revenge cloud our judgment. Wade, if this was on us, it wasn't the sort of thing we could come back from. Least of all, Atlas. Atlas reached me in the short second it took me to take everything in. The only tell that he processed the scene came from a low, heartbreakingly pain-filled inhale. If Wade was dead, Atlas would never forgive himself.
And then we would have as good as lost two members of our team tonight.
All because of our fucking hubris. Leaving Atlas, I ran to Wade and crouched down before pressing my fingers into his pulse point. I couldn't hear anything but a low whistle as the blood rushed to my head. Couldn't feel anything except for a frantic pounding in my chest. There was so much blood. Too much blood. My hands were shaken so badly that it took me several seconds to discern whether or not his heart was still beaten. "He's alive," I said, the words tumbling out on a harsh breath. I half believed it myself. Alive. His pulse was breathy, far too weak. But if we got him to the plane fast enough, he might stand a chance. It was all we had. But I didn't hear Atlas's harsh steps behind me any longer. I turned around, afraid more creatures were gearing up for a second attack. What I saw nearly broke me. Atlas was huddled back by the door, staring at his brother with a vacant look in his deep brown eyes. It was almost like he couldn't convince his legs to step further into the room. His usually stylishly messy hair was plastered in soft waves against his forehead from a layer of sweat. Even with his face slightly shadowed, I could tell that his usually tanned skin had lost most of its color. "Atlas, did you hear me?" I whisper yelled as I fished through my clothes for my phone. I dialed Eli's number, desperate for him to pick up. If he was as bad off as Wade was, we didn't stand a chance of getting them both back in time. I glanced around the room again, making sure that Eli's body wasn't hidden by one of the corpses. Atlas shook his head and steadied his eyes on me, staring as my words slowly filtered through his mind. I could see the tearless sob pulse through his body. "Where the hell are you guys?" Eli's deep voice whispered into the phone. I let out a desperate breath. He was alive, okay, or at least okay enough to answer the phone call with that annoying, bored sarcasm of his. "I can't find Wade anywhere, and I don't have visuals on any baddies." Quickly, I filled him in, trying to provide directions to our location with the brief knowledge I had of the building's layout. Rather than risk him running into any remaining rogues, I told him to meet us back on the plane. "He's alive," I said again, loud enough for Atlas to hear. I wanted so badly to provide a soft comfort, to snap him out of it, without giving him too much hope. Hope could be a dangerous promise sometimes. "I don't know how bad it is. He's beaten up, badly, but he's alive. We need to get him out of here, now." All at once, my words breathed movement into Atlas's limbs, and he pushed through the room, narrowly avoiding tripping on a dead wolf. He blinked twice, staring at the angles of the wolf's body. In death, it looked like a grotesque stuffed animal, and I swallowed back.